I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I've been a bad, bad girl.
You've been hit by,
you've been struck by
a smooth criminal.
Amy, are you so glad that your birthday is over?
Are you gonna? What are you doing? We do not need three podcasts on my birthday.
No. Your birthday was Friday. My dad's birthday was Saturday. I hung out with my parents this weekend. And then we all went out. We went to church and then out to eat on Sunday. And I'm still telling my dad, happy birthday. And I was like jokingly like, oh, I'm going to tell the waiter that it's your birthday so they can sing happy birthday to you. And my dad was like, done. I'm done with birthdays. Done. Because it's all of us back to back to back to back. He's the last one.
Yeah.
And so he was officially done with his birthday. I don't want to talk about birthdays. I don't want to do birthdays at all.
Is it interesting to you that everyone around you hates birthdays? Is it because you beat them down?
Did I beat you down?
Yes.
Well, then maybe. I can't confirm or deny. Or I just hang out with a bunch of
losers.
I was about to say pathetic people who don't like celebrating their birthday. Like, what fun is that? And my parents told me something kind of interesting. I mean, I guess I get it, but they don't have their birthdays on Facebook. And I didn't realize that. And so this year for my mom's birthday, I put up an old school picture of us and told her happy birthday. And then that started the avalanche. So then everybody's telling her happy birthday. Right. Well, same thing with my dad. My dad doesn't have his birthday on there, but I didn't say anything. Well, my mom goes on Facebook and was like, hey, everybody, tell Wes happy birthday. Wes McMillan, WesMcMillan.com for guitars if you're interested. tell him happy birthday. And she blocked him from it. So then everybody's Facebook tagging him and
blocked him
so he wouldn't see the post. So whenever he's on Facebook, he doesn't see it. But then it's like, why is everybody telling me happy birthday and texting me? So he just got a lot of birthday love. And then the internet ended up, I would think so.
But he wasn't happy about it. Well, I mean, they specifically didn't put their birthdays on there. And then yet they want to celebrate on Facebook.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, and then the internet ended up going out at the house, so then he couldn't respond to everybody and tell them thank you for all the birthday love. So then he was just like, I have all these people that I have to say happy birthday to, or thank you for saying to me happy birthday. And I'm just like, I am so sorry that everybody loves you on your birthday.
So I have a question. What is the right response to someone saying happy birthday to you on social media? Do you just like it? Mm-hmm. Do you type out thank you or write out their name? I mean, how far do you go? What is an appropriate response?
Thanks or something personal. Sometimes I will just like. Sometimes I will write thanks or thank you and copy it and paste that to like all of them.
And I've even like just said, hey, thanks everybody. Just write a post for all the birthday wishes.
But then that looks like you're fishing. If you're like, thank you. And I hate it whenever people say, thank you for taking the time out of your day to wish me a happy birthday. Like I didn't. And now I feel like a jerk. And now I have to say happy birthday on this post.
I've done that, but I wasn't fishing. I just wanted a blanket statement so I didn't have to go back to every single comment and like or respond by typing something out or copying and pasting.
I'll do the copy and paste. And then like, well, I don't. To my special friends, unless I just said thanks or thank you on your birthday post if you left me one. Then my special people, I might personalize it a little bit, you know, to the ones that I don't get to talk to, but thank you for taking the time to tell me happy birthday.
So as long as there's a response, it's acceptable.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I have unintentionally been rude and not responded at all, but then that's just a busy birthday. And then enough times passed where it's like, man, I don't want to 2 weeks later go back, because then it looks like I'm fishing to be on somebody's news feed or something. But the whole reason that my parents took off their birthdays on Facebook is because a mutual friend passed away a while ago, and I guess people don't know it, and they'll tell him happy birthday every year. Those who don't know that he's passed, and it's not happy heavenly birthday. It's hey man, happy birthday. And then it's just weird because you dead dude on Facebook getting birthday love. That's the whole reason that they decided to take their birthdays off.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that.
But other than that, screw you. Happy birthday. It's a good time. It's a celebration. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's joked about murdering her husband, cutting the body into pieces, hiding it amongst all his crap, And we think Lacey's kidding, but if she could get away with it, what would she do?
Also, I just slurped my coffee on accident. I hope you couldn't hear that.
No, I didn't.
Why am I drinking coffee through a straw? Through one of the little stir straws. Also, the world's against straws, and I'm not quite there yet. So, she's the egg to my sandwich, the childbearing to my hips, the wildest to my dreams. And even though she hates it when I say it, she's the wind beneath my wings, and she's just one of my favorite things. She has a name, and it is...
Amy Nichols. I do not hate the song. I don't not hate the song, Wind Beneath My Wings. I just feel like it's a sloppy second.
It is. But it also rhymes. And while you came up with a catchy intro, I was like, crap, I need to come up with an intro. What can I do? So when all else fails, rhyme.
Yeah. That's, oh, yeah.
Lacey, 316.
When all else fails, lie.
I just said lie. Oh, my gosh. I'm on the struggle bus already. So Amy's intro talked about it. I was wondering, I've been listening to murder podcasts lately. True crime podcasts are super popular. No, we're not turning into that genre because it takes like a lot of journalism and a lot of investigating, and it's storytelling, and it's so interesting because I don't like audiobooks. I've tried them before and it's hard for me to concentrate, especially because a lot of times it's one person and they're doing multiple characters.
Right.
And it's just not believable whenever I hear your voice and now you're a girl and then you're a boy again. And it's just, I can't follow. But I've been really, really into these murder podcasts because it is a way of storytelling.
Is it, there are no characters?
The ones that I listen to are multiple people. Okay. So the one I've been hooked on most recently, it's called Cold, just Cold. And it's about a woman who went missing and her whole story. But the guy tells the story. He also talks to a cop who was involved. There's journal entries from a lot of people. So then there's different people reading those. But it's actual different people, not him pretending to be different people. And then you hear from other people who were involved. So there's a lot of people involved in this podcast. And it's a very good way of storytelling. So I've just been really into it and listening to so much that some of it I've had to step back and take a break. Not this particular podcast. I think this one was very well done. But some of them that I've delved into. What does delved mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So some of them that I dived into, that I dove into.
Let's say it in every way possible.
Some of them that I've listened to got a little bit too dark and deep. And I'm like, ooh, I need to take a break.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You need a little pick-me-up after that kind of thing.
Some of the graphic details can just be too much. So those I had to step away from. But it made me wonder, after listening to all of these murder podcasts, if you could get away with it, what would you do? And I was doing my research to see what would I get away with if I could? And whenever I Googled it, coming up in the suggestive search was feel nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
If I could, I would feel nothing. And I thought that was something that was dark and deep. But actually, it's a song and I kind of like it. So here's a song. If I could, I would feel nothing by Black Bear.
If I could, I would feel nothing, that's the truth and I don't care. Mixed prescriptions with prescriptions, it's not right, but life's not fair. Riding next to me in drop top, wearing crop top, that's that bitch. All designer when we go out, just so people know we rich. Underneath it, all the truth is that I really feel like I'm so sick of being tired, I'm so tired of being sick. I ain't never killed nobody, I ain't never sold a brick. Got some OGs that once told me keep my nose clean, but I sniff. Cause if I could, I would feel nothing, that's the truth and I don't care, baby. That's the truth and I don't care. Mix the Henny with these pills, the world is cold and life's not fair, baby. World is cold and life's not fair. So let's just...
So, I thought that song was kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it too. Gosh, artists are so deep. Musicians, they go somewhere where I just don't go a lot of the time. And it just, I don't know, it kind of screams out, I have mental illness. Why would you not want to feel something? I mean, yeah, life is painful, but I don't know. There's also songs that's like, I just bleed just to know that I'm alive, you know? Like, everything is so numbing sometimes.
Isn't that a Goo Goo Dolls song?
Yeah, that's the one that I, yeah, one of those okay. songs I picked out. Yeah, yeah. From a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's sad. It's so, so sad.
But I was wondering why that's coming up in the suggestive search, but that was why. Also, what came up in the search was, if I could knock you out and get away with it, I would. And if I could kill and get away with it, I would.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's a lot of people.
Suggestive search.
Yeah.
Not what I would say. So what are some things that you thought of, Amy?
Well, I also did some research. I found some on Reddit that were really funny. There is a gentleman, I assume, MSJ All Day, says, be the godfather of the most respected organized crime family in the world. This is what he would get away with it if he could. Also, Decaf Biscotti said, is not paying back my student loans a crime? there's a few other ridiculous ones. I would steal as much stuff from Area 51 as I could carry or fly out of there. And it's from a deleted account, so I can't give credit to that one.
I have on my list, on my personal list, Area 51. Because I've just always been curious about it. Like, why I would want to have access to Area 51 and to government secrets. Because
oh, yeah.
I want to, because I'm nosy. I want to know what's going on. And I've been on a flight before where we had to make a strange route. And I would have never noticed why, because I don't know where I am on land, much right. less in the air. But Jeremy noticed and he's like, well, why are we going
around
this way? It's because it was flying over Area 51.
That is crazy.
You can't even fly over Area 51.
I didn't
know
that.
So what the crap is going on there?
It makes sense, but I didn't know that.
I want to know.
It doesn't kill me, though. Like, Josh, my husband, it kills him if he doesn't know a secret. I'm surprised he's not more into that. He just has to know or he has to tell.
Mm-hmm. I'm with him on that. I'm just so curious. And it's really just because I'm nosy and because I want to know what's going on. I don't like the fact that the government and people know secrets that I don't because they think that I can't handle it. Let me decide if I can't handle it or not. I think I could.
But not everyone would handle the information well. Like, what if there are aliens out there and they're not telling us because there's some crazy people out there that'll do some crazy stuff?
I'm sure it's very beneficial that I don't know everything in this world because I get extremely butthurt over the little things that I do know. So, sure, it's for my protection that I don't know. But I would love to, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to be deep into the government just to know everything.
And then, like, in Men in Black,
uh-huh.
they could wipe your memory.
Yes.
So you would know it, but you didn't know that you knew it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. I've got a lot of
Is
my
that what happens to you?
Not
on a daily basis. Is Josh wiping your memory at home because you don't remember squat?
And I've also, when I was writing up my list, I was like, I relate everything in life to a movie. It's sick. It is so sick. I have to just say a couple more from Reddit.
Okay.
Nanobot wrote, riding my bike on the sidewalk. I'm not a very ambitious man. That's what he would get away with it if he could.
Scooters, the motorized scooters that I like riding. You're supposed to ride those on the streets, which is very stressful.
Yeah, it seems dangerous.
Because it's busy and people have to yield to you. And I get mad at people on bicycles if they're like in my way. Like, get out of my way. So it's very stressful to ride those motorized scooters because you want to get around and you're having so much fun riding on them, but you're supposed to ride them on the street and not on the sidewalk. And then if you are on the sidewalk, you have to watch out for other people. And I'm with them because I would like to haul butt on the sidewalk riding those scooters.
I am a law-abiding citizen, but I absolutely ride my bike on the sidewalk because I want to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about other people or
the
law.
And you don't want to be a jerk.
Why would I be a jerk?
Oh, that if you're like holding up traffic?
Yeah, well, I don't really care about that.
Oh.
I just care about me.
Well, if I was behind you and then I got in front of you, you know I would open up my sunroof and wave my middle finger at you.
Okay, last one. I know this one you'll really appreciate. It's my favorite. SHS Zilla writes, I'd use a powerful laser to write penis on the moon.
That's hilarious.
I know that you love the penis game. I love the penis game. It is so funny. And if y'all don't know the penis game, it's whenever you say it quietly. sexually enough that people don't know that you're saying it around you, the people that aren't playing. Say penis.
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 So people in the other room finally hear, like, have you been saying penis for the last 5 minutes?
Yeah. And it just matters who gets louder and louder and louder until you scream it. And then boss man George walks in and busts you.
Oh, the childish things that make us laugh.
Well, also something else that made me laugh. As soon as I mentioned that we should talk about things that we would want to get away with, you immediately.
Yes.
Immediately said what?
Okay, so from The Office, Dwight Schrute, who is Rainn Wilson's character, he has this clip. I don't know if it's an intro or an outro, but it's his perfect crime. And it is so great.
What is my perfect crime? I break into Tiffany's at midnight. Do I go for the vault? No, I go for the chandelier. It's priceless. As I'm taking it down, a woman catches me. She tells me to stop. It's her father's business. She's Tiffany. I say no. We make love all night. In the morning, the cops come and I escape in one of their uniforms. I tell her to meet me in Mexico, but I go to Canada. I don't trust her. Besides, I like the cold. 30 years later, I get a postcard. I have a son, and he's the chief of police. This is where the story gets interesting. I tell Tiffany to meet me in Paris by the Trocadero. She's been waiting for me all these years. She's never taken another lover. I don't care. I don't show up. I go to Berlin. That's where I stash the chandelier.
Man, none of mine were that creative. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty proud for a couple of mine.
Well, go ahead and give me some.
Okay, so one, I would download new skills like in The Matrix. I know these are not all movie related, I swear. But I would love to be an artist, like a really great, memorable artist, a dancer, a musician, just a computer that physically plugs into my brain and gives me the induced knowledge that I need to do everything I want to.
You want to be a robot, not a person.
No, I'm not a robot. Did y'all see The Matrix?
I didn't. I know that that every time you take a picture, you get Matrix mouth. That's about the only thing I know about that movie.
You upload skills. You're a person. You just plug into a computer. That does sound kind of robotic, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you can download your own skills.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
I would absolutely do that if I could get away with it.
Because you already know my skills. Sticking my hand in my mouth. That's it. Which is one thing that I would get away with if I could. I would make our video go viral, and then we'd have to go on Ellen and talk about it.
Oh my God.
Which would then thus promote this podcast even further.
Yes. Oh, I'm down for that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going viral, Amy.
Thanks, Ellen.
If we could.
Oh.
Also, if I could, I would dress fabulous all the time, all day, every day.
But it's so much work.
I know, and that's why I don't. I mean, no fear. I don't know if you can tell. I'm not fabulous, but I would be. Now, for example, after church, went out with my family, went to go eat. And this was more out in the country. So, I mean, like, everybody wearing cowboy hats. I mean, not just, they're dressed up in their Sunday best / rodeo best kind of cowboy hats.
Yeah, that's
so
Texas.
We're waiting to get a table, and this couple walks up, and this woman has a maroon felt cowboy hat, a maroon duster.
Did you touch her?
I wanted to. A feather purse.
Oh my gosh.
Turquoise boots.
How old was she?
Yeah, 50s.
Okay,
maybe.
Okay. Not grandma style. I mean, I guess she could have been.
I don't know. And then her husband had a big old cowboy hat, and he had the wax mustache that like twirled up on the end.
I love that.
And granted, this is not my style because I'm not cowgirl at all. But I had so much respect for them.
Yeah, and she looked fabulous, I'm sure.
Exactly. So I want to be that kind of fabulous. Just the kind that walking into an Olive Garden, which is where we were eating, you are garnering attention because it was just like, man, much respect to that.
Yeah.
To them. They looked fantastic.
Uh-huh. If you could.
All day, every day. Just fabulous.
Well, I would make big money. And it has to be through a thrilling criminal activity because I don't want to just like rig the lottery. That's not fun. I want to like rob a bank or do card counting in Vegas or the best that I came up with. a hired hitman. I don't really want to murder anybody, mm-hmm. but they get paid pretty well.
So you want to skip the hired the hitman part and just earn the paycheck.
Well, I mean, yeah, I want to make a lot of money, but I want it to be thrilling. Like, I don't want to just like, oh, lucked out. Big deal. Whatever. I want it to my heart to race or something.
Okay, because I did the opposite. I said, win the lotto anonymously. But then there is Jeremy's theory about how I would show up at work with a new convertible and wearing all brand new fur and
dressing fabulous.
Yeah, I am my fabulous self. Finally got all these diamonds and I'm showing up to work. And it's like, did you win the lotto? No,
it's
just me. Yeah, it's just me. Said, win the lotto anonymously. Be an heiress. Because I don't want to be famous and bothered by fans, mm-hmm. even though I do love the fan mail that I get to pass along to you. but I want to be rich and I want to be frivolous.
Yeah.
I said that word correctly. I just stumbled on it. but I want to be ridiculous with my money. I want to have so much money that it doesn't matter what I do with it. Sure, my kid's 1 year old, but I'm still going to throw them a Stormy World type birthday party because it doesn't matter.
Fun. It would be fun.
And also, because I'm a realist as well, make a sound investment that has awesome returns. That's always been a goal of mine.
Boring. I would also have a third baby, but in the past. So I would make friends with Doc Brown from Back to the Future, and I'd steal the DeLorean, and I would seduce my husband from 10 years ago.
So you want old sperm, not new sperm.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like I'm already at the end. So I don't want to have a baby now. I want to have a baby 10 years ago when, I don't know, when money was tight or whatever. But it's just, I can't restart everything now. I want to have raised my kids in the past. So if I could just go back in time, that would be great.
I think you did better than me.
No.
Yeah. Because I put, if I could, I would toot anytime I needed to. I just go with it. And nobody would know. Like, not just am I doing it.
No, yours is way better. I just throw my list in the trash.
No. But I mean, I just would. Because I mean, I kind of do anyway, but I'm not always as sneaky as I think I am. Because I think I don't make a sound and I don't smell, which is normally the case most of the time. But then sometimes I'm sitting down at dinner and I boop, and then we just all pretend like that didn't happen. Or one time I'm sitting on the couch with my husband, Jeremy, and I don't do that in front of him. I know we've been together for a long time, but I'm sitting on the couch with him and I let one go quietly, smellessly, can't tell. But he looked at me and he goes, I felt that. And I was like, well, scoot over then. You're sitting way too close to me if you can feel my toot on the couch. So,
you know,
if I would, I could.
Yeah. I respect that a lot. I really do. It's the simple things that bring us joy.
Yeah, but you're trying to travel back in time to get with your husband
I'm
to have
sorry.
Another baby so you can skip the annoying newborn part and just skip to the fun part. Much respect, Amy.
I think big. What can I say? I have one more. I don't know how many I was supposed to have, but this one I've thought about for a really long time. I've been holding on to it for a while. I would be committed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not making fun of mental illness, but all women are a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've always told my family, if you think that I've gone off the deep end, just lock me up in an institute. I would love the extended vacation. So, but I'd want to go out big. So I'm thinking shave my head, Britney Spears style, and mm-hmm. And just take a long, long vacation with padded walls and a nice green pasture. I can have both, right?
I've seen Girl Interrupted. I'm not trying to go.
No, I want the nice place.
You want the rehab?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The Promises rehab or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I mean, this is from way back when the kids were toddlers and I'm mm-hmm. like ripping the hair out of my head and I just needed some time to myself. Please just throw me in there for a little while. I'm okay with it.
I would, if I could, ride in a private jet. I have all the luxury surrounding me. I could drink out of my Tiffany's crystal wine glasses. But instead, I drink out of the bottle because I can. So I'm just straight up drinking out of the bottle in my private jet. If I could, I would. I would sleep in. I would stay in bed. And I would stay in my Brooklinen sheets. I love my Brooklinen sheets so much. And not just me, not just you. I've turned other people on to them because they want to know, are we speaking the truth? Are these really the best sheets ever? And you know what I said? I said, you come to my house and you try on my sheets. And they have. And my friends have bought them. Luckily for us, they've also used the code Loose Lips so they can get a discount for it. But I have my friends. They're all making the change to the Brooklinen sheets too.
Well, yeah, they're incredible. And if I could, I would give everyone Brooklinen sheets.
Because everybody needs to have these luxury sheets at home. But luckily for everybody, we don't have to give them the gift of sheets. We don't have all that money that we discussed earlier. But you don't have to have all the money in the world either because these sheets are affordable. You get the incredible feeling of five-star hotel sheets that you can afford at home. They don't have that 300% markup like most beddings do.
No, these are luxury sheets without the luxury markup. These sheets don't just feel great. They look great too.
They have all the mix and matches, all the colors and patterns. So this will fit with everything that you already have in your bedroom. They're going to look great. They're going to feel even better. So you need to get them.
That's not just us talking. There's 30,000 five-star reviews and 500,000 happy sleepers and counting.
And a handful of those are my friends. I don't have 500,000 friends or 30,000 plus friends, but they're all in on it too. These sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets that we've ever slept on. And now it's time for you to upgrade your bedroom. Brooklinen.com is given an exclusive offer. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels, yes, you can order all those at Brooklinen.com too, come with a lifetime warranty, so there is zero risk. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. If you could feel them, you would agree too. If I could, I would jump effortlessly in space. Doesn't that look so much fun?
Jump in space or float? Are you on the moon? Are you?
I mean, it's effortlessly, so I can take a big step and it looks like a jump.
Jumping requires gravity, doesn't it?
Amy, do I know science? I'm just talking about it looks like fun to be rolling around and doing that in space. Whatever I choose to do. Jump, skip, sit. I can sit in space if I want to. I'm just floating around, sitting down in space.
Now, they've talked about taking a jet, right? Buying tickets on this jet and going up into outer space before.
Yeah.
And Josh is really into it. He's a big fan of the galaxy. I don't know. I suffer from motion sickness pretty badly. I'm so nervous. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it with him. I could not. I just know I wouldn't handle it.
And you know that I hate throw up. And now that you're saying that, I'm imagining that scene from Apollo 13 where he throws up and it just floats. Yeah. If I went to space, Amy, I would want you anywhere with me on this earth. But outside of that, I'm not bringing you with me so you can throw up and it can float around us. I can't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could be there for you.
If I could, I would be invisible and whisper a weird but sweet compliment in somebody's ear.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Be like, I really like your thighs, girl.
Oh.
Well, that's sweet.
It is sweet.
But it's also like, what?
Sexual.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to be sexual. I was just trying to be different.
You look really nice today.
I really like the shape of your earlobes. No, I want it to be weird. Complimentary, but weird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like the complimentary part.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? I would think that you would want to be invisible and do something mischievous.
Well, another thing that I put, I would want to smack a bad person with a smelly fish. Just the cold, smelly fish and just smack and just be able to hit a bad person. I don't know what this person did.
You just know that he's bad. Or she.
Yeah. I mean, just a person. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking, like, would I want to talk to a serial killer? No. Would I want to talk to somebody who's committed horrific crimes? No. Did you make me mad at work last week? Yes. Walk up right here and I'm going to smack you with a smelly fish.
Oh my gosh.
Well, a lesser degree. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's so degrading, though. It has to be like you've done something really bad. I mean, how big is this fish?
A good size.
I'm thinking like slapstick funny, like, I don't know, I Love Lucy style or something.
Yeah.
I would be so embarrassed if I got hit in the face with a fish.
It wouldn't be you. And I was just saying somebody making me mad at work. Like, not really. I don't know what degree of bad you would have to be.
Okay, would this person have taken your parking spot?
No. But I like the way you think. It'd be worse than that. I don't know what.
I just want to think of some more examples. No, I won't. Would this person be trying to take your job?
Who's trying to take my job? Okay, and last one. If I could, I would disappear like Tupac. If he did, in fact, disappear, if you could plan your perfect disappearance.
Did he disappear or die?
It's a conspiracy theory.
But, I mean, in quotations, he died, but really people are thinking that he just disappeared.
I believe that he died. I don't think that he planned his own disappearance and got away with this, but let's say that he did.
So you want to fake your death?
I just want to successfully disappear. I don't know that I want people here worried about me. Wondering.
Well, no one's worried about you if you're dead.
Would they be sad?
Yeah, we'll mourn over you, but we're not worried about you.
Do you want to do my funeral?
Yes, but if you go missing, if you just go straight up missing, people are going to look for you. Yeah, they're worried about you. Like, where the heck did she go?
I'm just talking about pulling off a successful disappearance. I'm out. Goodbye. I'm now living this, sorry to overuse the word, fabulous life out somewhere.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to fake your own death or someone's going to find you. You know it.
Am I worth looking for?
I will look for you until the end of time. It will never end, Lacey.
You will forget. What are you talking about?
No, I won't.
Okay, so I also looked up some funny criminal acts. Just the tidbit, so don't ask questions on this. But some criminal acts that they didn't get away with, but it was pretty funny. A couple was home. Husband told a joke. They're the only ones in the house, or so they think. Husband tells a joke. He hears somebody laughing from upstairs, and that's how they busted a burglar in their house.
What?
So somebody broke into their house and then laughed at this joke, which also kudos to you for having somebody. You entertained a burglar enough that they blew their cover.
What an idiot.
How funny is that, though?
Funny was, I want to know the joke.
I know, me too.
I need to look into this.
I don't have it, though, just the tidbit. A man high on bath salts broke into a house and put up Christmas decorations.
Did he think it was his own house?
I don't know.
What a weirdo. Why Christmas? Was it Christmas time? You don't know have any of the facts, do you?
I knew this guy, not so funny, but still. I knew this guy that I worked with in a bar who got in trouble multiple times for going into the wrong house and going to sleep. This was multiple times, different houses, different locations, but they woke up and found some drunk man on the couch and he was just drunk, went to the wrong house.
No.
Let himself in, fell asleep.
You got a problem.
But if I woke up to Christmas decorations, I'd be like, man, thank you for the effort. Everybody's always in the Christmas spirit. Like, I can't blame you for that. Another man reported that some thieves stole his weed and then ended up getting him arrested.
Of course.
A drunk man broke into Pizza Hut and was busted when he started frying up some chicken wings.
Those don't belong there.
This is something I might would be dumb enough to say. I've never done this, but a son robbed his mom because he thought you could only be charged with burglary if it was done at night.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not into burglarizing, but.
Oh, I like that.
I could see myself as some dumb. I thought it was okay. I thought you could just burglarize at night.
I hope this is a little boy and it was like a $5 bill. Wait.
No.
It was like,
little boys aren't robbing moms.
You never stolen money out of your mom's purse.
But it's not considered robbery. That's just me being a jerk.
Yeah. So he was charged and it wasn't a little boy? That's kind of sad. Okay.
He was old enough. I don't have the age, but I mean, I saw the mugshot.
Oh. So he really was arrested.
Yeah.
Oh.
A man eats his own underwear hoping to beat a breathalyzer test.
Was it edible? There is edible underwear.
And a man pawned some stolen jewelry at a store that was managed by the woman he robbed.
Idiot. Do your research.
Okay, so something else that I saw. I saw a study that said that your dog's personality changes over time and they become more like you.
Well, I know I've heard that your dogs start looking like you. I don't know why they wouldn't act like you too.
So they said that people who are outgoing have dogs that are more active and excitable. People who are unhappy had dogs that were more fearful and harder to train. And agreeable people had dogs that were less aggressive. But the reason this concerns me is my dog is so odd and so scared. He is
Pointer?
Yeah, thank you. Pointer Beagle Cocker Spaniel. He's a mutt that we rescued. And he's just scared all the time. He's always shaking. He has his tail tucked underneath his butt. underneath his stuff. I don't know. And he was at my mom's house the other day. And my mom was like, he's just so scared. And I'm like, Mom, he's like that all the time. I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's because we rescued him. But we rescued him as a puppy. So was he really that traumatized? Or is it his breed? He's scared of weather.
I think it has partly to do with the breed.
He runs away from me. He follows me around all day. Then I turn around and he runs away from me and hides underneath the table. And I swear I don't beat him. But then if this dog is picking up my personality, then what part of my personality am I projecting onto him to make him scared?
You're a big scaredy cat, obviously.
I mean, I don't have confidence, but I'm also not hiding under the table. I'm not like, don't talk to me, don't talk to me. So I don't know. My mom actually suggested that I give my dog CBD oil.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that from Jenna, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's sad to hear that your dogs get their personality from you, because my dog is just a whiny little bitch.
Well, mine's a scared little bitch, so.
I swear, he whines all the time.
So I thought we could do something new as we're wrapping up.
Okay.
I wanted to give a gripe of the week. And give a positive of the week.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
Back in the day, once upon a time, I had a life coach.
We've done this before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to combat the negativity, you're supposed to say something positive. Well, now I just keep it well-rounded. I'm prepared for both. So I wanted to know a gripe of the week and a positive of the week. I'm going to kick it off. I have a negative.
Okay.
I hate to be that person who doesn't share other people's excitement, I guess. I don't always look down on people if something good happens to you. I'm not like, oh, that's not fair. Except for now and maybe whenever it comes to this person.
Okay.
But Taylor Swift played at someone's engagement. Someone hit her up on Twitter and was like, oh, we're going to get engaged. And our favorite song is King of My Heart, which is a crap song in all actuality. I'm sorry, Taylor Swift. That is the one song that I do not like.
No, I don't feel that way.
I don't like that song.
It's not my favorite on that album, but I
skip it every time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
this is real negative.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going hard. But Taylor Swift agreed, said, you know what? Nobody else likes that song either, so I'm going to come to your engagement and I'm going to play it for you. And so she played at somebody else's engagement, but I have still yet to meet her. That's my negative. Taylor Swift out there playing at people's engagement while I'm all like, hey, Taylor Swift, I've been traveling the world looking for you, and I still hadn't found you yet.
I'm obsessed.
A little bit. That's it. That's my negative. But congratulations to that couple. I'm so glad it worked out so well for you.
Are you following it up with a positive, or are you doing that later?
Okay, yeah, I can go ahead and do my positive now. So I thought we were going to go negative, negative, positive, positive.
Mine goes together. They're okay. All wrapped up into one.
Fine, because I don't know if anybody's really going to care about my positive, but I'm here for it. I'm way into my positive. So here's my positive. Someone yelled out, F Fred Durst, who Fred Durst is the lead singer of Limp Bizkit. They did this during one of Aaron Lewis's acoustic performances. Aaron Lewis is formerly the lead singer of Stain. Now he does a bunch of acoustic. He also does country. He's a guy who's very close to my heart. And Aaron Lewis did not let that slide. Now, let's take a step back in history.
What'd he do?
Let's take a step back before we get there.
Okay.
It's 1999. Right before, what was it, 2K? What was?
Y2K.
Y2K, thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's 1999. At the Family Values Tour, which can you name three artists? Okay, no. Can you name one other artist besides Limp Bizkit and Aaron Lewis who was at the 99 Family Values Tour?
I can't say Stained because he's...
Yeah, not Aaron Stained.
Is it a big band that you like?
Yeah.
Is it... I don't like your quizzes. You always set me up for failure. This is my negative.
I'm kidding.
I have no idea.
Korn.
Oh, great.
I think. I didn't research this, but I'm pretty sure. Because I remember that time so vividly. So anyway, so this is back in 1999 at the Family Values Tour. And Fred Durst brought on a very unknown Aaron Lewis on stage. Now, I might not have the facts correct. I know that I had heard, and I want to say it was at an Aaron Lewis acoustic, that... he did not know this song before he went on stage and performed it. And this song is the reason that he became famous.
Feeling those lighters.
That's iconic.
All this time.
Okay, the reason that I said that was iconic is because since then I've gone to several Aaron Lewis acoustics, and sometimes he'll poke fun of that because that song went viral.
Why?
That performance went viral.
Why is because, it fun?
Because that song and that performance went viral. So sometimes he'll say, "I'm feeling those lighters," and it's just so funny. So anyway, all this to say, at the acoustic show, somebody yelled out, "F Fred Durst." And this is what Aaron Lewis had to say.
Now, Fred's the whole reason I'm sitting in front of you this evening. And I gotta say that at this point in my life, I call Fred when I need, like, Dalai Lama advice. For real, Fred is f***ing awesome. He really is. He blows my mind every f***ing time I talk to him. I'm very thankful.
So that's a man who, after all these years, still remembers the time that you gave me a chance and you had me go for it. And you are the reason that I'm here today.
Wow.
So I do love that. Kudos to you for not forgetting where you came from, because that's my biggest beef with some people and with some bands that get too big for their britches.
Yeah.
That you don't remember why you're here. You want to treat your fans like crap, but you forget that your fans are the reason that you're here. Or, oh, hey, it's popular to crap on Fred Durst now because what has he done in a long time besides put on a little bit of weight? Well, you know what he did? He made my career, and he makes Lacey happy. And therefore, I am eternally grateful to him. And that is what Aaron Lewis did, and that was my positive of this week. That's it. It sounded like I was going to say something else. I'm just passionate.
No, I really love that. I'm going to share it with Josh. I can't wait to tell him. He's going to really love it. Stained is his number two.
I hope other people care because I brought it way back. That was 20 years. I just did the math. I brought it back to 20 years ago whenever Aaron Lewis first came back on stage.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure Korn was there. Now, Amy, are you ready? Which is a Korn reference. Go.
Mine is personal. And despite what you may think, this is not a self-promotion. I just think it's funny.
Brooklinen? No.
Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles has gotten a negative review. Yes. Yes. This is my negative. You usually want your food to be described as something tasty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the other hand, my cumin Hasselback carrots were compared to orange caterpillars. Orange caterpillars, Lacey.
They were Hasselback, which is it Hasselback or Hasselback?
I don't know.
Because that's a way of, so you
right.
slice, then so you can slice. Put stuff in the middle of it, right?
You don't seem to think this is a big deal. My food looks like insects.
Who? I thought you were about to say incest. My carrots looked like they were doing each other, brother and sister.
No. That's the negative review. Okay, so the positive is, this is a step up from the fetus comparison on my on my Mediterranean quinoa and bean salad. So maybe soon someone will say my recipes actually look like good, tasty food. So I'm moving up from fetus to caterpillars. What's next?
Was it the same person?
No. I looked.
I was gonna say, I knew you would. I would too.
I did. I made, not snarky. I was trying to be funny. I tagged the person with the fetus comment on my comment on the caterpillars. She laughed.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she thought it was funny.
That's hilarious. Well, very good, Amy. Very good.
Thanks.
How do you feel closing out the show with a positive and a negative?
I like it.
Reverse, negative and positive.
Good. Yeah, I wouldn't want it to be the reverse. I wouldn't want to end it with a negative.
Do you feel uplifted?
I do. I really can't wait to tell Josh. He's going to love that.
I feel like I could preach right now. Like, I do. I feel like, even though I don't think that anybody besides me and Josh and you maybe care about that as much, I feel like I made a movement happen. I feel like... No. Okay.
You made a movement?
I felt passionate enough about it.
I think I need more passion.
Also, I'm a little dizzy. I don't know why. That has nothing to do with that.
I think you're coming down with the flu.
No, I just hadn't been feeling well today. I feel good. I'm kidding.
You feel great and you feel wonderful. And you're fabulous.
Thank you. So here's what we're doing next week. I don't know what, but I was talking to Alita. Happy birthday, Alita, by the way. She just celebrated a birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, she's like right after me.
Mm-hmm. And she's in New Orleans. And she was telling me her girlfriend's coming down. And they're doing Mardi Gras together this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
So Alita about to be partying it up for her birthday. Doing Mardi Gras, which made me think, we need to do something for Mardi Gras.
Yes.
And I don't know what.
Let's brainstorm.
But it's going to involve beads.
Oh, yeah.
Just maybe, much like the regular Mardi Gras.
Maybe some masks.
As I'm setting this up, I'm like, how is this any different? I mean, besides the fact that we're going to be here in the studio not having fun. Yeah. But we will be doing something Mardi Gras related. I just don't know what we need to do for each other to earn these beads. That's what I can't come up with yet. There has to be a reason to have beads. And no, we're not doing...
No flashy flash.
Yeah, we're not doing stupid stuff like that. I mean, that's fun stuff. But no, that will not be taking place. But what can we do to earn beads? Each of us. So if you have any suggestions, please let us know. Hit us up on our socials. At Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. At Loose Lips Hips. And check out what Amy's cooking, caterpillars and fetuses at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Also, thank you so much for all the love and all the feedback that we've gotten for your birthday.
Yes, thank y'all so much. It was so sweet.
I even got a random fan mail as well.
You did?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I got, I should have memorized it by now because I only have one. But Caitlin, who I've talked to, we've talked to, for a while, Caitlin Wood, she did message and say that I'm sorry you don't get enough fan mail. I think you're hilarious. Aww. And I thought that was really sweet. So thank you so much, Caitlin. And congratulations to you for going to nursing school. She's got a lot of cool stuff going on. And also Nicole Harmon, she also messaged us and said one of her favorite lines in regards to, like, I smell what you're stepping in, which is something that you said,
yeah,
is I'm mowing what you're growing.
Oh, my gosh. gosh, I love that one.
I've never heard that one before,
me neither.
I thought that was cool. So that wasn't fan mail, but still thank you for that.
Yes. Oh, I'm telling my kids. I'm going to take credit too. Sorry.
Yeah, just so you know, Nicole, that was me, Lacey, who responded to you, not Amy with whatever. Now I'm just fishing.
Wait, why?
I don't know. Because I want credit.
But you saw her comment?
Yeah.
That you read? Gay Lacey.
Oh, I responded to her. This is the point of that. I'm still dizzy. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie.
The one that doesn't comment, Amy Nichols.
I think anytime I want to get out of anything now, I'm just going to say, I'm sorry, I feel dizzy. Doesn't that work for you?
I mean, yeah, but I usually like squat on the ground and I'm really about to pass out. So I'm not faking.
I'm not faking it either. I feel dizzy and I have boob sweat. So I really don't know what's going on right now.
Do I need to come catch you?
Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
My knees are loose right now, so I don't faint. Thanks for listening. Is this as bad as the vacation recap episode whenever I just lost it in the middle of it? Thanks for listening. And thanks for the fan mail. One. Bye.
Well, you can't fix stupid. You can just arrest it.